Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
Tune in to Hot Talk Radio with your girl, Lady Libra. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Facebook, what's up? My face, what's up? Make sure you tune in to the Ning account. Sign up, make your own page. It's going down. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
ATL, it's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. Be well, I'm still a beautiful nightmare. Welcome to the old listeners. Welcome to the new listeners. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Without you, there will be no us. Shouts out to the UK. Shouts out to the UK. I mean, I just love to say that every day. I wake up every morning, stretch, yawn, and say, shouts out to the UK. That's just, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the USA, but shouts out to the UK. Shouts out to Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Iraq with my boy Joshua King Jaw Henson. He's such a cool firefighter. Shouts out to Lebanon, Turkey, India, France, Germany, Africa, Tanzania, Astania, Kazakhstan. Shouts out to Ireland, Scotland, England, and Wales. Shouts out to the USA. Shouts out to the A. You know, the A is starting to step up now. I guess they figure they hear me talking about the UK so much. The A is stepping up. The USA is stepping up, UK. But I'm still moving over there to the UK, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm still moving over there. So, you know, but I'm going to give y'all props. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all, I mean, man, this show is, I'm speechless. Shout out to the co-host here, JD the Black Clark Kent, Fat Polo the One, T.A.K. the Professor, Sean DJ Sweet. Shouts out to P-Jack. Shouts out to Juicy. Shouts out to Slick Mike. Shouts out to Mama Rodson. You know, we got a hell of a crew here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody brings something new. Everybody does something different. It's, you know, we just all artists here. You know what I'm saying? Our craft is so unique. Shouts out to our associates, twin folks, the Brad brothers. What's going on, DJ Brad? Shouts out to Backbone from the Dungeon family, Lenny Mack from the affiliates. Shouts out to our promoters, APGME, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, Free Nick ATL. What's going on, JK? Ill Fam, Mike Lowe and Polo, MPM Entertainment. What's going on, Trendsetter? Twin Productions, Divine Elements, that is Reginald Johnson, PJX Stalwart, my girl Lori Stalwart, Dirty with Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, Wallace Bond over at Dub Beats, Sherrod over at Power Moves. What's up, everybody? You can always hit us on our email account, hottalkradio@gmail.com. Send your music, send your flyers. I'm checking it. I got a lot of music, a lot of stuff I got to go through, so don't think I'm ignoring anybody. I'm not. It's just that I got 1,000 things going on. So I'm going to get y'all on here. You know what I'm saying? I haven't forgot. Feel free to go check us out on our Ning page, hottalkradio.ning.com. Search us on Facebook, Hot Talk Radio, three separate words. I'm joining every website that I find every day. But my favorite is tagged. My Marazzi is on tag with me. I'm on that as Lady Libra number one. My fans, my numbers on friends go up every day. So I don't know whether they just on there or, you know, it's the people that listen to the show. We also on Moco Space. She's on there. My Marazzi. Sometimes it's a little bit hard because, you know, it's a lot of, you know, wannabe Lady Libras. But y'all know it's only one, the one and only. So I'm on Moco Space, it's Hot Talk Lady Libra. However, we got the yachtpartyboys.ning.com. That's with a Z for the parties that will be going on throughout the summer. FreakNickATL.ning.com. I told you that man keep that web. He do that. He do something on that website every day. And I'm a fool for going on there looking every day. But I have to make sure it's one thing I'm checking on when I go on there. And once I see it, I come back and I be like, all right, me and him still cool. I ain't got to, you know, jump on him. Because JK know I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying? I want to start off with my birthdays. You know, I'm a birthday girl. I love to tell everybody happy birthday. Check my time. Make sure I'm within time. For my friends on tag, happy birthday, Eddie C. And Tweez Made. I don't know what the fuck that mean, and really don't give a damn, but happy birthday. Facebook, happy birthday to Barry Stay Fly Arnold. Are you telling yourself to stay fly? I mean, Barry Stay Fly Arnold. Maybe you should have named yourself Barry Always Fly. I don't know. Shamika Middlebrooks, happy birthday. Kangelon Dexter, Octavius Turner, we went to high school together. Happy birthday, Santina Sanders. For my birthday's tomorrow on tag. Happy birthday, Brandon, Georgia Original Boy, Chaos, Mike F, Rahim, and Remarkable Rican. Happy birthday. I did speak to Dub Beats. Marilyn said that she should have my song by Tuesday. So I'm going to say that so that way, just in case she forgot, she can hear me. And my email address is myfullname@yahoo.com. That's the one I want you to send it to. Because I am checking the Hot Talk Radio one, but I just didn't check it today. Because sometimes I forget the password, but I mean, man, I'm just saying, y'all know I'm going through a lot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't mean no harm. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. But however, I see my people. Slick Mike done already checked in. Juicy done already checked in. Let me bring them on in so they can say what's up, Steve. So I can go ahead and introduce the topic. What's up, Slick Mike?
Yo, what's up? ATL, what's up? Hot Talk Radio. Lady Libra, what's up?
Is Juicy Mike? Oh, Juicy.
Hey.
Juicy?
Hey, everybody. Hey, what's happening? Everybody.
The well, y'all know today is... You still talking? You know I'm being silly. If I don't be silly, there is no show. Okay? So don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. Take the beat.
Juicy.
Oh.
Not tonight.
That wasn't all. That was me. I should have left that one alone. Huh? I brought that one.
Alone. Yeah. You did.
Play a fuck up. I'm like Day-Day from what was the name of that movie?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Day-Day and Craig.
Yeah.
You know he was in the car seat. And you like, players, fuck, I mean, you know, you can't expect a player to be perfect. Just like DJ Steve,
right.
You know, he a player, but every time I call him today, his phone powered off. So he done fucked up. He better call his ass. Yeah. Because what going to happen is his body going to tell him something wrong with the time. And you going to realize, damn, I'm for real. He better call me from the payphone. Do they still have payphones? Or they took them all up after cell phones took over?
Well, you know, they got some out there, but, you know, all of them ain't worth it.
Because he better call from a payphone if he has to. He better ask one of his hoes to let him use her cell phone. I've been getting a lot of messages from people requesting DJ Sweet, you know what I'm saying? Because they want to hear him keep it real. They love him. So, today is Solitary Sunday. Solitary. Living or being alone. Single. Lonely. Remote. I kept it short today. World, ATL, world. Hot talk radio is an epidemic. There is no stopping us. We are taking over the world one show at a time. Do you agree, Slick Mike?
I agree.
Do you agree, Juicy?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Topic. Do you feel that some women can't stand being alone? Do you feel that some women go to the extreme not to be alone? Example, staying in abusive relationships. You know what I'm saying? Just anything that ain't right just falls under that category, abuse. Whether it's the nigga won't work and you paying all the bills. Whether he whooping on your ass and you staying there. Whether he cheating on you and you still sitting there. All that fall under abuse. So, do you feel like this is a reason for bisexuality? Just too afraid to be alone. You know, I'll kick it with a woman. I don't get off in all that. I don't give a damn what nobody choose to do. All I worry about is Lady Libra, because I ain't got time to be sending my soul nowhere trying to judge nobody else. But do you feel like that may be a reason they don't want to be alone? They decide, you know, I'll get me a female since I can't seem to hold a man down. Do men care about being alone? Do they be sitting up, damn, I can't do this shit. I need me somebody here. You know, do they be carrying on the way women carry on? Do you feel like some men can't stay faithful because they're afraid of just being alone, so it just adds to the fact of infidelity? The doctors are in the building, so let's go. You know I'm a single woman, and I ain't finna tell nobody that it's just cool just being by yourself, because, I mean, I'm not an island. No man is an island. That's what the words say. I don't like being alone. I don't like being by myself. But, however, I'm not willing to settle. But I was talking to Celine Dion. Uh-oh. Somebody done got the word to DJ Sweet that I'm on here showing my ass. Who told you I said something about you, cuz? Because I ain't do it.
What the tomac, man? What a do hat talk.
Deuce, go ahead and pass out, there you.
What's going on, DJ?
I can't call him, man. You know me, man. Just out here keeping the pimping, man. Staying on my mission, man. They're trying to stay
gotcha.
Up, bro. Hell
that's
yeah.
What's up?
What we got going tonight?
Well, you know, sweet, I like, you know, different stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I was talking to Celine Dion the other day, and she was just telling me that she just didn't want to be by herself. So she wanted a baby to make sure she wasn't ever by herself.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all friends. When I die, telephone, nobody's home.
head. I can't hold my composure.
Maybe
the professor can help me.
I'm right here. Hot Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. You can't hold your composure, boo.
I don't want to be by myself anymore.
Oh no.
Can you come over here?
I can. I don't want you to be lonely, boo. I don't need you to be lonely.
Yeah.
Talking about that sounds so damn depressing, my God. Damn.
Shut the hell up, because you need to understand what these women feel like. You know what I'm saying? Y'all asses outnumber us, and then what's left is what's left after the picking. Now, it was not depressing. She was just saying that was just a different style of song, because I'm trying to teach you that it ain't all about damn rap.
I mean,
you mean what? What you mean?
That shit, that would make a nigga sad as hell listening to that shit, man.
And that's why you should go treat that woman like with respect, so she won't feel like she don't want me by. But you know, let me wake this shit up. You motherfucker, you up, man?
Now that shit's messed up.
You up now?
But you know, if you think about it, Lady Libra and others, we hear this every single day.
What?
You know, I mean, you hear women every single day, they're tired of being by themselves. You go on Facebook, MySpace, all these different, you know, internet social network. That's all you see women posting on their little posting. They're tired of being by themselves. They're tired of baby daddy doing this. They want a man to do this. They want a man to do that. Body starts. So, you know, man, that's all right there. That was kind of touching.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, I knew I had somebody on my damn team. That's what I'm talking about. See, don't nobody understand me. Don't nobody understand me but Mike. That's it. That's the only person that understand me.
How wonderful.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
This is a selective few, man, because 9 out of 10 of these women out here screaming independent, man. That's all we hearing these days.
Exactly.
Throw your hands in the air and all that.
You don't need this. You know,
stay down with you.
You know,
you don't want
got your own ride and all that. And you're sitting there, all that bullshit.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm talking
about
shit.
So we're confused. Look, man.
Hold up, players. Hold on, let me say something. Ladies, y'all contacted me with these.
Oh, yeah, Chip.
You contacted me with these topics, and you want me to find out what's going on, but then the fellas are saying that on the other hand, when they trying to be with y'all waving y'all checkbooks and, you know, paycheck stuff, showing I make more money and this is what I got when.
Here's the thing.
That ain't cool.
Here's the thing, right? Here's my thing about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the professor talking to you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in the building. Moving right along. Like, I'm not threatened by a woman's money. As a man, you should have enough pride, you know what I'm saying, and you should want to have more, you know what I'm saying, or be a better individual when it comes to your finance compared to your woman. But there's nothing wrong with a woman making more money than, you know,
like,
her spouse, whatever the case is. Nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of women, you know what I'm saying, with money, tend to be lonely because they so caught up on themselves, you know what I'm saying, and their jobs and everything, and I don't have time for a man and this, that, and the third. But then when you want to get emotional, you know what I'm saying, he's not around, or he can only do but so much, or whatever the case is, and then they end up being by themselves because they don't know how to balance themselves out. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of women out there that make good money and don't mind taking care of a man, you know, that wouldn't mind, you know, stay-home husband or whatever the case is. I actually heard about that the other day about somebody, you know what I'm saying? But you can't expect to be with somebody if you, you know, you've got this hard fucking horse that you're on, because you got a good ass job, because you make money and all that other, you know, shit. That's wonderful. I'm happy for you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I could care less. I could do the same thing. You know, if you want us to, you know, make it, then, you know, let's make it. But don't throw that shit in my face. Women are defensive, emotional, and when it comes to men, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I can fix the car too, or I can do this and I can do that. I'm happy for you, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like a competition thing sometimes. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you don't need to be in competition when you're in love. You know what I'm saying? Let's be in love. What is competition about? And, you know.
Now, Professor, you know, I love to hear you speak because I know that you are very well educated and you know what you're saying. But however, I grew up in a household where my mother has always made more than her spouses. But that has never stopped her. But she is a sweet, can, you know, speak on that. She's not one to be bossed around, which it takes a special kind of man to deal with a person of my mother's magnitude, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, however, I don't have a problem kicking it with somebody who just don't have it or don't have it like me. Because there's been times in my life where I really, you know, was doing the damn thing. And I didn't have a problem being with the person. You know what I'm saying, with them making or not having as much as I had. But what I found out in the past, I can't speak on nothing now because I've been by myself. But however, damn, was all my men, I got so many men. However, in the past, they become lenient. They start, you know, just it becomes overbearing. Your their problems become yours. You know what I'm saying? It starts to become like you got a child. Instead of it being like, you know, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to, you know, whatever, they start feeling like, well, she got it like that, so, you know, shit, what am I stressing about when I ain't trying to go through everything I got? You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to hold us together. You know what I'm saying, to you able to bring something to the table. And then my ex-husband was bad about, oh, I didn't get paid this week. You didn't get paid this month, look like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, see,
but
the thing is,
it's like, you know what I'm saying, when the man's making the most money, it's like when he got his girl, it's like what's mine is hers. But it's not the same way, you know what I'm saying, when it's the other way around. So it's like, you know, what's mine is mine with the ladies. But, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is these days, man. I mean, everybody can find a compatible mate, you know what I'm saying. We choose who we want to be with, you know what I mean. But other than that, man, it's hard to have it 50-50 these days, man, when it's not 50-50 when the woman is bringing in the most money or bringing in the most income than the man. But
That is very true.
So, sweet, do guys feel the same way about being alone that women do?
I mean, most of the time, yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, you got most men out here, you know what I'm saying, and same thing for women. I'm speaking on both behalves. It's like, you know, when their mind is on their paper, they ain't really got time to be trying to be with somebody. So it's like, you know.
So Mike, you don't want to be by yourself.
Nobody want to be by themselves.
Nobody want to be by themselves. Nobody.
That ain't what this person said.
Hey, yo, this is Yin Yang Twin with a ghetto public service announcement. Get my bitch all at the creek.
blunt, nigga, don't get high. I don't give a fuck if you got five. Every now and then you chip in, wanna get in, but you never got a 20-20-20. Honey, don't want three, then ain't cheap. Take it from me, you better hope you get drunk from the Pepsi. Up, that's a beat, might be a freak. Hey, let me roll with your phone. Ain't taking nobody with me. I'ma ride by myself, get high by myself, get drunk by myself. Fuck this hoe by my goddamn self. Don't nobody hold your own, like your own.
What y'all got to say about that?
Got a point. Ain't nothing
they
wrong.
They saying something totally different.
Yeah. I want to go off on what Sweet said real quick. Shout out to my nigga DJ Sweet. You know what I'm saying? I see you in the cut big mics. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that's he's fucking right. He's motherfucking right. Whenever a woman has now, okay. It's understandable, right,
mm-hmm.
if you're doing it all by yourself. Understandable. You know what I'm saying? But if you make 100 grand and I make 50 grand, you know what I'm saying, then it's not 50-50. You know what I'm saying? And if I
exactly.
happen to ask for something extravagant or something like that and you used to get upset because you make more money than I do, you know, let's turn the situation around. I had a girl, 7 years, you know what I'm saying? We moved to Atlanta. She couldn't find a job. Not only was I taking care of her, I was taking care of her roommate, which is our roommate, which is her friend. You know what I'm saying? When she got finally together, because it's always been 50-50 with bills with her, you know what I'm saying? So I'm cool with that, you know what I'm saying? We split the rent down the middle, electric, all that shit. That's a beautiful thing. Mama taught me well, you know what I'm saying? And I'm head of the household of that thing all the time. Please believe it, you know what I'm saying? Just in case. you know what I'm saying? But long story short, you know what I'm saying? I don't ask for much, right? And for my birthday, I think it was my 27th birthday, I asked for a couple outfits. Now, I'm blowing out of control. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, I took care of you. Now you're working and stuff like that. And you mean to tell me you can't make a simple sacrifice to get me? I think the shorts came up to $150 or something like that for both pairs or whatever the case is. And she frowned just was like, I can't afford it and all this other bullshit right there at the register. To the point where I was like, you know what, I don't even want the motherfuckers no more, you know what I'm saying? But she begged and pleaded me to take them because I don't want you to say I wouldn't. I'm not going to talk shit that you didn't give me anything for my birthday. Say happy birthday to me. That's all I give a fuck about. But if you're going to tell me you're going to buy something, don't get upset when it's time to buy something. Right then and there, I understood, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, if you can do for your girl all the time no matter what. But when the tables turn, if the girl is making more, and you're doing okay for yourself, and it shouldn't be a problem. It should be 50-50 too. And a lot of females, they'll throw shit like that in your face. Oh, I did this and I did that and blah, 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 and this, that, and the third. They out there. Trust me, they out there. You know what I'm saying? The ones that don't care. But majority it is. And, you know, it's a fucked up situation, and that's why you bitches are lonely now.
whatever, because I personally love to shop for my man. My ex-husband didn't have to buy shit. His ass just show up at home, and he would have a whole new wardrobe, because I dressed his ass because he didn't know how to damn dress. So, however, I love to shop for my man. I love to do that. I take pride in dressing my man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really like, it ain't nothing I won't do for my man, within reason. You know, I ain't gonna go drink no poison and kill myself. Nah, I don't get off into shit like that. But if I got it, we can do this.
I mean, but there are girls out there.
Who the fuck want to feel used though? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that, because there are girls.
I'm not in a relationship. I mean, it's all right. I mean, you know, in a relationship or. Even if you date somebody, I mean, it's all right for y'all to do for each other. You know, first
mm-hmm.
of all, it's not going to last if y'all just compete, you know, and compare and trying to outdo each other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not about that because, like, love benefits both, you know, not just one person, you know, but, you know, you have to love each other. And, okay, it's all right for... You know, me to buy you something, you know, that you know I'm thinking about you. You know, I mean, it's not, you know, using somebody, you know, and like just somebody taking advantage of you, you know, just constantly, you know, a burden on you, you know, and like you constantly giving somebody and they not giving you that, you know, that's not right. No, that's not 50-50. And, I mean, even if somebody is not all about money, you know what I'm saying? I mean, be like, baby, you know, is it, hey, how you doing? Is it anything I can do for you? You know, because there's other things that you can do for people and you can be useful to somebody that you care about. But, you know, I mean, even if it's not 50-50, it's supposed to be almost near that, you know, and that's how I feel.
I love that.
Oh boy, that country accent is turning me on.
All I'm saying is this. Okay, if I'm down to my last $20, and it's time for us to go and get something to eat, I'm gonna spend my last $20 on something to eat. But on the other way around, when y'all down to y'all last $20. Y'all not finna spend y'all last $20 on
something. Your last $20, I'll be like, babe, go on and keep that. I got it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing about it. Well, I'm just going to speak for me. I'm not going to deal with somebody who don't have nothing because that's wasting my time. You know what I'm saying? I work hard, and God bless me for the things that I have. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking for somebody, you know what I'm saying, who got, you know, something or maybe more, you know, and, you know, and, okay, what I'm trying to say, yeah, and, you know, maybe more, but all at the same time, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's all right if I'm out, you know what I'm saying, and I see a pair of shoes or if I see something, a little child, or I feel something, I'll buy it. You know, I'd be like, picture. Come on, we'll go to the movie.
They don't make them like they used to, boy. I like what I'm hearing right now.
I'm talking about this shit popping like a motherfucker. But listen, though,
boy.
Man, you have to pay attention to the times right now. Right now, most of the females
exactly.
have all the jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Some niggas out here, you know what I'm saying? There's some niggas out here that getting their hustle on, you know what I'm saying? There's some niggas that
mm-hmm.
out here got jobs. But at the same time, it's
right.
like when it comes to loving each other, it's not 50-50 when the woman is the dominant person in a relationship. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It would never be
50-50.
I mean, if you don't let a man be a man, then a woman not going to respect that man anyway. Because mm-hmm. if somebody's a man, let me control him and do everything, I'm going to do that. But I ain't going to care nothing about him because he let me do what I want to do. So I'm going to do everything. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you can be the man and still not being controlling and trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, take control or whatever.
I know.
It's still be different.
If you, I know for the ladies, if you see signs that bills aren't being paid the way they're supposed to, that's a sign that you look for when you see yourself getting ready to do it yourself. Then it's time to make a decision. You know what I'm saying?
What if you just can't leave them alone?
You stuck between.
You just don't want to be alone.
Too.
You just can't leave them alone.
You know what I'm saying?
There's something about
them. That's one of the biggest problems that women see now. You know, and then they, you know, flip the shit. I'm an independent woman. So, yeah, we see that a lot. We see that a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And even on Facebook, you know, you get women that go on Facebook every single day, posting them out, okay, I'm tired of being alone, but I need a man to be 50-50. But it's not going to always be 50-50. I might have 20 that I can bring to the table. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, like these days, it's not 50-50. You know, it's what you can bring to the table. And then you got some women that said, well, you know, hell, you can't bring 50-50 to the table. Fuck you. You know, and that's not the way it should be.
Real disrespectful. But the thing is, you know what I'm saying, it's not all about being 50-50 in a relationship. At the end of the day, it's about certain sacrifices that we have to make in order for the relationship to work. Because if we don't make certain sacrifices in order for the relationship to work...
It sounds like what y'all telling me is that the reason why we alone is because of money. TJ, are you there?
I'm here.
Can you say something? Because right now I'm about to jump out the window.
You just said something real. Like, when people go through financial difficulty, that bring the realness out. You know what I'm saying? You can front all day long. You can say, oh, beauty is skin deep, and, you know, I love you, this, that, and the third. But if it ain't real, and then the financial difficulties come into play, that's when shit hit the fan. That's when it's like, okay, Am I ride or die for real, or am I just out for me? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody, man, you know, what if somebody gets sick? Like, you know, the type of field that I'm in is very sick. If
Word.
I get burned in a fire and I'm handicapped, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you going to bail out on me?
Right.
I'm just the type of person, and once I'm down with a nigga, I just can't leave him alone.
Just like the fucking Atlanta Housewives bitches and all that shit.
Just one thing to me, I had you addicted. To know me, to love me, I handle my business. Any city, any town, touchdown, I do my thing. I'm a hustler, baby, I provide by any means. From a brief conversation, you should know what I'm about. When you look at me, baby, you should see your way out. Out the hood, out the drama, out the business, on. Out the headaches and stress, you done been through before. Keep on coming back. Girlfriends telling me I don't know how to act, but I'm telling them, baby, I fall back. He's so good and he knows how to love me. I'm so good and he's so heavy in the street. He's my dude, I better get into things. And I'm careful, see you believe they say that he does it with the best. Runs it in the west, had it on the street. I'm like, so what? Turn me on, and just don't know how to. So bad,
Then I flip that double up, kick back, cuddle up. Your friends trying to confuse you, but you know what? My intentions are good. I can't help it, I'm hood. I wouldn't change if I could. You shouldn't tell me I should. Baby, you should take me as I am and be happy you're my girl, cause I'm happy I'm your man.
Once I'm in, I just can't leave him alone. Once I'm in, I just can't leave him alone.
You know, men gotta be men.
You know,
I mean,
but that's the baby daddy mess up in. When she got a good man, his heart, she got a, I heard a person say, run all the way around town and back. Before he can actually get in good, because baby daddy done did this, baby daddy done did that, and now baby daddy ain't doing no more. You got another good man that's trying to step up to the plate. Hey, all she want to do is dog him out.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
All she want to do is dog him out because baby daddy done dogged her out so many years. Now she got to turn and switch the plate on somebody else, you know.
But it's not right.
It's out there.
Yeah. I mean that's what is making it not work. You know, attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. You know, and now it ain't all about money, Lady Libra. You know, it's got to be love and attraction.
Because, I mean, you know, I try not to be like that, but it just seems like, the minute you start, you know what I'm saying, being nice or being generous, because I'm a very free-hearted person. I've always been like that since I hit the ground. And I used to get whoopings from my mama for giving away shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have a stingy bone in my body. But then next thing you know, somebody's sitting up thinking, oh, I got a sugar mama. Or, you know, yeah, she paying. It ain't even, you know, you stupid motherfucker. I'm just being nice and, oh. See, now I'm ready to shoot somebody.
Just calm down, boo.
Okay.
Calm down, boo.
Okay.
I'll put you in solitary confinement.
You know, solitary Sunday people. And we're trying to understand why it's hard for us to be alone. Well, see, I know why we can't be alone. It's because we weren't designed to be alone. When he created us in the beginning, he made him first, and then he made that broad, and he married them motherfuckers, and that's when the world, you know, continued, because I won't say started, because it was already other people here. Now, I ain't going to go off into that. All I can tell you is do your research.
Do your research, baby.
I'm here for a reason. I'm going to enlighten y'all asses one day. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I think women don't like to be alone because they're emotional creatures and they want to be loved and they want to share. You know what I'm saying? I had a young lady tell me that, you know, she wanted, you know, a boyfriend. She wanted somebody to share the things that she has with. And I believe that she's a, you know, she's worthy. But when it really boils down to it, you know what I'm saying? I know that money doesn't matter, but majority women And it's hard. It's sometimes it's hard to, you know what I'm saying, to say that, but it's true. Majority of women really look at money. I had a girlfriend who wanted to be a sit-home, you know what I'm saying? I don't play that shit. I just don't. I don't feel, if I got it, it's one thing, but then, even then still, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of scary to me. Why would you want your, you know, wife home on a daily basis? She'll get bored eventually, you know what I'm saying? And when women get bored, they find things to do. Like,
and what do they do? What do they? What kind of stuff they find to do?
They find things to do, like the gardener or the postman. You know what I'm saying?
Break it down to them, Professor. Break it down to them.
They get bored. You know what I mean? They find things to do. You know what I'm saying? You know,
you said the mailman.
The mailman,
not twice.
Yeah, he's delivering. You know what I'm saying? It comes with the territory. You know what I'm saying? They'll take your ass up and get your ass up and go to work or something. You know, find something to do. Because there's no reason why you should be home watching soap operas all day and shit talking about you taking care of the kids. Yeah, I bet.
Exactly.
I bet. You know what I'm saying? And it disturbed me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we used to get in, we didn't get into big debates about it, but we got, you know, into, you know, beef and arguments. She wanted to live in Brooklyn. Do you know how much it costs to live in New York City? I Googled it right then and there. You know what I'm saying? You want a brownstone. That's how much a brownstone. You want me to pay for this shit by myself? Are you stupid or dumb? Which one? Unbelievable. I had a moment, y'all. Pardon me. I had a moment.
Guy, if you out there listening, call the show or email me at hottopradio@gmail.com. I'm sorry. I just thought about my Brooklyn ex, and I just, you know, wanted him to call me. I'm sorry. I had a moment. I'm sorry. Well, you know, Lady Libra got a remedy for all that. If you don't want to be alone, and you can't just find that one, you get you 10 that you like something about, and hopefully within that 10, that one or two things you like about them will add up and make one person. I know y'all hate my advice. That's just the
truth. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Until we can get women to stop saying they're independent woman, you know, they can do this by themselves, things can happen.
Where is PJ?
Man, y'all don't want to hear what I got to say. For real.
Oh, no, you better damn say it, because Cause you sitting there quiet and on mute, and you know I don't play mute on the switchboard.
Nah, I ain't on mute. I'm like a sponge. I just soak everything in, and I just come back with, you know, with that real.
Come on with the real then. Cause Fat on here, she ready to challenge your ass. All right,
what you want to know? Which one you want to come in on? Where you want me to start at? This is gonna be all the way 100 in her. For real.
Do men have a fear of being lonely?
Hell no.
Oh, yeah, they don't.
Men are hunter-gatherers.
Hunter-gatherers.
Right, men is designed for the hunt.
So they go around and gather up all the women they can.
It's not necessarily, gathering up all the women. But, I mean, a man is not designed to be that way. Some men are because of over years and over adaptation and, you know, just evolving, you know what I'm saying, over centuries and centuries of some people soft, you know what I'm saying, some people been raised by single mothers, and just from all the nonsense, you get different types of guys, you know what I'm saying, nowadays.
Okay.
But initially, a guy was not designed to be emotional. A guy was designed to take care of the home, go out, hunt, bring back food for the, you know what I'm saying? Naturally, that's what a man is supposed to do. A woman is emotional. She have a baby. She has babies, and you know, she's designed to nurture, be caring. You know what I'm saying? That's not a man's nature.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
So y'all could be alone.
A man can be alone. Yeah. If you go to the zoo, go to the apes. The man is gonna be alone. The woman is gonna be with 3-4 little baby apes. And it's gonna be alone in the woods. Seriously, I'm not bullshit. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
I'm not making this up.
He's right,
okay.
though. He's right. He's exactly right.
He's right.
if you look at the lions, the woman, man are gonna be separated. They get together and mate, and he get the hell on. A male is designed to be alone.
So you mean to tell me that in the praying mantis world, the man is alone and he remains a virgin until this bitch chooses him, walks up, snatches his head off, which sends him into heat, fucks him, and then he dies. And she raises the children alone.
That's a whole different.
No, it's still the same thing because, see, he dead.
It's not the same thing. I mean, if you think about it.
It's the insect world.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the insect world, but in
you know, the man is the provider. Just see the man go out and bring home the bread and the thing.
Oh. So men don't be alone.
You said they're not alone.
It's in our nature to not go crazy
if they do be alone.
It's like not in their nature to be lonely. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's not in our nature to be hurting for a normal, what's not a normal, a consistent spouse. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
You know,
okay.
A man. You see what I'm saying? A man is actually, you know, like sperm is made to be distributed. You know what I'm saying? No matter how you look at it. You know what I'm saying? A woman.
Break it down to me. Break it down for the UK.
You know, conceive and, you know, carry a child and so on and so forth. That's emotional. You ever notice how a woman will test her husband or her spouse or whatever the case is because she want to see if he still care or whatever the case is? A man is actually content with the way things is going, which is normal. But a woman want to fight sometimes just to see how, you know, much her spouse cares, you know what I'm saying? You know, where we really just, you know, it's not that we don't care. It's just that, you know, we'd rather not argue. We'd rather not, you know, deal with an issue. Let's nip it in the bud and call it a day. If everything is going smooth, then let's keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? I had my sister do that shit to her. It was fun and games, but, you know, it kind of made me think and look, you know, at situations that women do. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's fight. You know what I'm saying? Things are going too well. Let's fight. What the fuck you want to fight for?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Just don't leave me alone. It's just that simple.
What up, Ashanti? and noise. Hello?
Hey, yeah.
This switchboard had like it had a contraction. What?
Who we have?
What'd you say? Who's
Hello?
Having contraction? What'd you say, Tequila?
I was trying to see why is it echoing.
Why is it who?
Echoing. Am I the only one echoing?
No, I don't hear the echo, actually.
You don't?
No. Anybody else hear echo?
Y'all like what Ashanti said?
I like what Ashanti said, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave me lonely and all that other type of shit.
I want you to continue because bottom line, that's what we're saying. Just don't leave us alone.
We won't leave you alone.
Irregardless of y'all being hunters and out there in the field, pulling up leaves and chopping down trees and snatching down bananas, just don't leave us alone. I don't give a fuck what y'all were designed to do. I don't think we want to be alone.
We might not
now
be
in the Lion Kingdom. Huh?
We might not be there when you call, but we always on time.
So you said I should have had it on the switchboard.
I think, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to, I want you to continue to talk because Juicy is on here, but I'm finna hang up and recall myself because I'm echoing in my ear, and I ain't fun no shit tonight with this switchboard.
I could dig it.
So I need y'all to continue because the UK, Saudi Arabia now, want to hear what you got to say. Continue to enlighten the world because this might take 1 or 2 minutes. Who background is that before I go? Because I'm finna call somebody out.
I'm so sorry, Tequila. I don't want any trouble, okay? I don't want any trouble, okay? You're already talking this lonely shit, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I shall behave.
Cut the dick off. And
oh,
leave.
Shit. Mike.
Yes.
Mike. Okay, see.
I'm
the
here.
System is not doing right. I'm finna hang up and call myself back.
Say no more.
Continue.
I talk radio, baby. You know what I'm saying? But women, you know, in my opinion, you know, y'all won't be lonely. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, there's somebody out there for everybody. Just don't look so hard and don't put all your energy into it. Don't just for change, leave your emotions out of it. Have fun. Life is fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Have a little bit of fun. Get yourself a few nuts. Don't be so conservative and stingy with the pussy. You know? Damn. It's just a nut at the end of the day. Then put the emotions to it. Then say I love you.
It's not right to deal. You know, you got this deal to give. You know, be understanding. You know, I mean, it's always number one to be independent. That's first of all, but you know what I'm saying? You know, be caring and loving. You know.
Man, I like them.
What is independent? I'm kind of confused because when women say they independent, I mean, don't call me when the car note is due and you can't pay it. You know, but you're an independent person. But you can't pay your light bill. You can't pay your rent. I'm kind of confused. What is independent?
Okay, independent means she able, you know, pay. Okay, I say I'm independent because I pay my own rent. You know, I take care, you know, of my own kids. You know, I don't look for
you
know what I'm saying? So that we're independent.
Oh, okay.
You know, not that no man, you know what I'm saying, or nothing like that. That's something else. That's not being independent because you feel like you don't need no man.
I don't think we need to do is learn how to be friends before we jump in a relationship, man, because at the end of the day, man, you know what I'm saying? We'll never be alone, man, if we know how to kick it and know how to be friends and learn everything about each other. That we'll never be alone. We'll always have somebody to call or somebody to be a companion. But the problem is, you know what I'm saying, after we fuck or whatever the case might be, you know what I'm saying, we're so quick to try to lock each other down, not knowing that, you know what I'm saying, there could be somebody else out there that can really bring what we need to be brought to the table.
Exactly.
That is so true. That is so true. My ex, you know, God bless her. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but wait a minute. Go ahead, Bo. Go ahead, Bo.
You know, like locking down, you know, though. I mean, everybody needs their space. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this world, you know, being with somebody, you know, that you want to be with, because you learn how to control temptation and everything else, you know, to a little bit, you know, and you will respect this person. You know, it won't be, you know, a lot of, all this, where you going? You can't go nowhere. And now, you know, now that ain't going to work.
No, sir. No, sir. Don't get out of pocket.
I can vouch for that, but all I'm saying is, like, you know, going back to what I was saying earlier, as far as, like, you know, niggas who out here ain't got a job, and the women who do have a job, and they trying to have a relationship, it just seems like, you know what I'm saying, we become a burden on that woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then, goddamn, at the same time, when we got the job and y'all don't have the job, everything is 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
but even if you ain't got no job, I mean, a man still supposed to have some kind of money. Like, I mean, don't no woman just want no broke man who can't do nothing. And then,
some men need help.
And that's good, and that's not right, and I will help. And it's not right for a woman to help a man, but then, you know, you got to do something quick.
You know what I think two games, sweet. I got this one because I'm certified percent 150. I'm certified 150% hustler for a while. You know what I'm saying? I had to make a decision. I think what Sweets is trying to say, DJ, that is, you know what I'm saying, is that when we hustling and we getting it, you know what I'm saying, and we're taking care of you, it's not an issue when we taking care of y'all. It's not an issue, you know what I'm saying? But then with hustling, what goes up must come down. Now, if I'm hustling, say I've been hustling for 4 or 5 years, right? You know, I'm out the atmosphere now to where, you know what I'm saying, I haven't, you know, looked for a job in so long. I haven't been able to, you know, W-2 forms and 1099 and all that other type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, filling out applications. That's a whole nother process that I have to get used to again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think women should be a little bit more patient with their men if they were hustling. And then they turn around trying to make a transition. Because women don't complain when the money comes. They don't complain.
I mean, right. Exactly, because you got some women.
As long as the money is coming in, they all are.
You got women.
I'm right now on Hot Talk Radio. This is just the beginning. So everything going to manifest. You know, you got to pray. And then everything, you know, God is sending you money or way to get it or opportunity and everything. I mean, yeah, a woman has to be understanding, you know, and I'll be understanding or whatever, like that way, you know.
We got a caller, y'all.
Like, I choose to be, okay.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
We're going to break on
the caller.
Hi, 347.
Hey, what up?
What's up, baby?
What's going on? 347. NYC. All day, every day. No days off. Cracking. What's up, y'all?
Is this your family?
What? Hello?
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, this is K. General, man. Calling in. Calling in on the check-in from New York City. I want to shout out everybody. Welcome to NYC.com, Lady Libra. You know what I'm saying? So what's up?
Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. Did you
want to
add something to the topic?
I've been listening for a little bit, you know what I'm saying, seeing what I was talking about, you know, right there, you know, how the ladies feel about men and all that, you know. I just come in to, you know, say my little piece.
Okay, well, go ahead. It's Solitaire Sunday.
What part of NYC you calling from, family?
What is that?
What part of NYC you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Oh, he's looking.
Okay, you can continue, sir. Hold on. What's that all about right there? Because we go hard. That's why.
She's from Brooklyn.
No, all right.
It's a family reunion.
Oh, okay, no doubt. No doubt. You said, give it up. From Flatbush to Crown Heights to Bushwick to Williamsburg to Sunset Park, we dug it. Look, man, this hot talk radio, you know, I don't want to, you know, just got to rap. That's all. That's all I needed to do. Continue, sir.
Yeah,
good. Okay, don't say that thing again on this radio show, I said. Don't do it again.
Well, you know what, T?
Yes,
because
ma'am.
It's running up on 10:15, and I just got to say one thing so we can go to our little song and come back and continue to talk, because we still got plenty of time. But you said that men are, well, you agreed to Professor, well, Dr. Kijak, when he said that men are hunters and y'all not emotional, y'all just designed to mate and go out and get food. Well, I beg to differ.
I mean, I feel like that's the design.
But listen to what they're saying.
Oh, no, no. We were together just the other day, taking life for granted, passing time away. I was there for you, you were there for me. We would be together for eternity. I never knew there'd be sorrow, but I knew we'd be together tomorrow. Same, 'cause I can't help sometimes
now, Professor. He said he was alone. Professor. 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 Where is the damn professor? Juice.
I don't know where
the
professor
is.
Oh,
shit. I have my phone on mute. Oh, hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
You know what? You know you got it. You know it's my turn now, right? I got JD on the phone. That was my opportunity, baby. Look, as soon as I fired the AK, Mama Rice, they hung up. She thought I was shooting at her. Now, what I'm saying is, what's up, BCK? BCK? Guess I'm finna have to shoot him. You check your phone, make sure it ain't on mute. Look, my wife thought she had got shot. She hung up. What's going on, Mama Rice?
Fuck you, Lady Libra. What's her eye talk? I wish I had a motherfucking AK over here. I say, no. What's going on, hot talk? What the hell, y'all? What the fuck I missed, man? I was over here.
I'm trying to prove. The fellas say they're not designed to be sad when they by themselves. But I just got through playing a song where this dude was saying he was so alone and just.
Whew. Oh, I used to love that song by Men at Large.
Yeah, that's exactly who it was.
Well, I think he was alone because he misses whoever he was with. That's what I think.
What?
He was well.
Whoop. I think he was alone, and he was sad because he was missing whoever he was with before or prior.
Oh. Ah. I thought you said he was crying and alone because he was well. So I was about to say, I can understand that. I do have that effect on
him. Mom and Dad.
There go, BCK. He just woke up.
Your mom had passed, so.
Yeah, I remember that Men at Large. I had to be like 9.
You went no damn 9.
I was 9 years old when that song came out.
I mean, I was 9. You about 11.
Who was Boston? I had to. I might have been 5.
Hold up now. Like, keep it talking now. What's going on, world? What's happening?
Hey, we're trying to figure out a solution to this situation about Solitary Sunday. And trying to figure out, they said that the men are not designed to feel like they. Hold on, T's going to make me cuss him out.
I know, goddamn, bare white throat ass, boy. What the hell you doing, man?
So we're trying to understand why women feel like they can't be alone. But they said that men were designed to be alone. They took me to the zoo. They took me to the jungle to prove.
Mm-hmm.
They said that if you go to the jungle, you're going to see the man lion off alone, and the lioness is going to be somewhere with the little cub posting up, taking care of him. And
that's
if you
the
go to the
nature.
Zoo, the ape is going to be over there by himself, and the eight lady going to be with the eight little children and her eight bitchy friends.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, because she's the nursery. That's correct.
Right. So you saying that you don't get lonely?
Who, me?
Yeah.
So you directing it towards me now?
Yeah, I want to direct it towards you now. This is your topic. Now expound on it.
Okay, well, I'm going to expound on it and I'm going to expand on it. You know what I'm saying?
Do something to make the UK proud.
It's all good. We're going to make the UK proud. You know what I mean?
Ace
but,
Boom, baby!
What's up, Ace Boom?
Crazy.
Hey, Boo, what's up? Hey, Boo. My Hey, Boo, go. Hey, shit, Shane, my nigga. You know, you my 1, 2, 3, my ABC. What's good, dog?
And shit, you know, maintaining, doing what I'm doing, like I'm doing it, like I does it for TV, playing and winning, you know, and going like the wind is still so fine for 2010. I thought you knew.
Hey, wow. Hey, you can't never get too much of Steve, man. He ain't nothing but, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he's excitement. That's why I love him to death, my A Boom Coon. What up, Mike? But anyway, let me go ahead and elaborate on this this topic at hand. You asked me, do I feel alone? Well, yeah, maybe at times, you know what I'm saying? But it's nothing that I can't deal with. You feel what I'm saying? I can deal with being alone. Sometimes it's nothing. If I was to be alone for the rest of my life, I feel like it's nothing. You feel what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, and this is my views on how I feel about life, you know, our ultimate goal, you know, whoever is religious or spiritual or whatever, you know, our ultimate goal is to try to get, you know, to the next level of goodness, whether it's heaven or whatever you may consider that. You know what I'm saying? And you do it on your own. You do it on your own. You can have assistance in doing that, but you do that on your own, and that's how I look at it. Like, so if I was to be alone for the rest of my life, you know what I'm saying, it's nothing. It's all good.
No, you can't have you can't get no cootie. You got to be alone.
No cootie? I'm fine
no
with that. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not controlling myself. I feel like I'm more of on a spiritual level anyway. You know, cootie is good. Cootie is great. You feel me? Don't get it fucked up. Cootie is great, but like I say, I'm real on some spiritual shit. And what if my shit got cut up? I went what is it? Fell off or something that happened to it? I had a real bad case of ED. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. Then what do I do? You feel me? What do I do? And I will, you know, have to be alone and not have no cootie anyway. And if you ain't put it down on these ladies, you probably be alone anyway.
Well, you know
that if that same thing ain't good, man, girls, she gonna hit somebody else. That thing ain't better than yours. She gonna leave your ass.
Is that what you think?
That's what I said.
Oh, you said that. I said, is that what you think? Because you can say something and think something differently.
My bad.
Know what I say? That's not true in all cases, but in a lot of cases, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you say that that men live their lives looking for better coochie than the last coochie.
I didn't say that. Now, hold on. Now, but you know, you don't took my words and made that thing look wrong. Tell me how you got that out of that. Explain that to me.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
It's been done. And go. Green light.
Well, true. Man,
man,
look, this is just my opinion. The world ain't like how it was back in the 50s. You know, people got all these long relationships, 30, 40, 50 years. These niggas nowadays, man, please, they ain't trying to do it.
Don't be stereotypical. Don't be like that now. But you said these guys mean guys as a whole, baby.
Let me rephrase it.
Go ahead. So, correct yourself.
Let me rephrase it. 99.99999% of niggas.
See that? You know what?
Excluding Black Quartet as a professor and Sweet, everybody on Hot Talk, because they keep it real, but 99.99% of niggas that I don't fuck with, you know, full of shit, including Josh. Yup, I said it.
Hey, hold on. That's too much. Stop it. Hold. No, yield. That's too much.
The BPK is on tonight, y'all.
Too much. Don't do that.
Front Street. Boy.
Don't do that.
Oh, man.
What is wrong with him?
I don't give a fuck and put them on
Front Street, put them on posters on the Front Street. Yeah, damn. Come on.
Extra.
Now, how would you feel if somebody put you on Front Street?
I wouldn't give a fuck because it is what it is. He did wrong, and I don't care.
But you don't say he don't did wrong, too. Matter of fact, I'm going to repeat those words verbatim. I'm going to repeat your words almost verbatim. You said that we both don't, this on the last a couple of weeks ago on the Sunday talk show, you said that we both don't did wrong, and I think I probably don't did more wrong than him. Did you not say that? Don't make no difference on this motherfucker now, because I'm going
to. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me respond to what you just said. First of all, that was before this incident happened, though. We was reconciling on that show. This was all another incident that went down. So, therefore, that was some bullshit.
But you said you still...
I said on that show.
Oh, no, I'm going to count what you said, because you said some unconditional shit that got to keep on going. You said no matter what, we're going to keep on dealing with each other. We're going to work it out.
When I said that on that show, it was coming from my heart. But at the same time, you can't, if the other party don't want to make it work, it ain't going to work. If one person in a relationship wanted to work, and you try it, and the other person is still fucking up and don't want it to work, it's not going to work. I don't give a damn if you go to counseling or whatever the case may be. It's over.
So what you saying to me right now is that Josh don't want to make it work regardless of whatever mistake he may have made. He don't want to make it work. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, he don't want to make it work because he's a weak nigga, and he just, you know, got caught up and can't explain it, and, you know, it is what it is.
Okay, what if he can't explain it, but what if you want to work it out still? Would you work it out with him?
No, I wouldn't work it out.
Okay, then, so it ain't one party, then it's both parties, then. You just said it was one.
I don't did all my trying, but now it's on escalated, you know.
Okay, let me say this straight, though. At the point in time that, you know, both of y'all were doing whatever y'all were doing, you know what I'm saying? Shit could have went either way, right?
Yeah, so it went either way, but that's when we both was fucking around.
Oh, so you ain't fucking around no more?
I'm not with him no more. I got somebody else.
Damn, hold on. See, now I gotta get you right real quick, because Mama Rosa, you speaking some real crazy shit right now. So, in order for you to already have, you already got somebody, you already had somebody then.
No, that's not true.
So you jumping in the shit that fast then, without even no background check, no goddamn, no trials?
That was
no, you know what I'm saying?
You act like I said, I got married today. I see. I ain't married, you got somebody.
Why
you been doing this shit every time? One day you back with your husband, next minute you run around with another nigga. Guess what? You ain't no different than a nigga.
You know what, lately? First of all, let me tell y'all something right now.
You can tell all that shit you want to tell to try to justify yourself. But the fact is, you're wrong. Both of y'all niggas wrong. But if you're going to work that shit out, work it out.
I ain't even want to break for a song. I want him to keep going.
Say it. Hold on, y'all don't say what the fuck y'all want to say. Let me finish. Let Mama Rosa talk. Go ahead, Mama Rosa.
This is what I want to say. I was with that motherfucker for 14 years. I did all I could do. I didn't tell this motherfucker to cheat on me with a family member. You feel me? And get the bitch pregnant and then steal money out of my account to try to hide his infidelity. I ain't telling him to do all that. So, therefore, if I want out, then I want out.
Bottom line, Mama Rosa, you can do bad all by yourself, baby.
Telling me these good things.
You all come get it tonight.
Boy, you play me for a fool.
You did what?
Now it's time to hit the street.
know when you finish. You gonna come get
it? I'm fed up with your lies.
Okay. We go on back to L to finish this segment all night. And I'll see you later on tonight.
Is why your ass is history. Get on and see.
You like it?
Farewell. History. Cause I can do better by myself. Now how could you hustle me when I'm the one who really loves you? Oh yeah. Your word was never true. And the worst of it all, you had the nerve to fight with girlfriend. Secret college protocol. More than enough to have you missing. Get all you see.
Yeah, make sure you hear me.
I gave you all of my loving, and you paid me for food.
Okay, so you can say it out loud. Motherfucking I got it on mute, but the motherfucker don't know. Ain't on mute for you. Yeah.
Hot Tie Radio is in the motherfucking building, y'all.
That was it right there. You know what I'm saying?
You like that one?
What?
Who is your favorite
right
DJ in the whole wide world, the whole wide world?
Uh-huh.
Who is
it?
You better not say DJ Sweet either, because we don't count as one person.
You know.
Fan, we so glad you could grace us with your presence.
DJ Gangsta Sweet and my nigga Fat. No, I'm talking about Fat. I'm tripping.
I'm a good DJ, too.
Man, you DJ now, too?
You know I'm a DJ.
DJ Mama Watson. I don't know about Lady Lee, bro. Lady Lee, you get down, girl. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead and do your little chicken, too. Look at you.
Whatever. Fat?
Mm-hmm.
It's Solitary Sunday, boo. You high or are you what? What? You sober?
I'm high.
Me too.
Okay, well.
I don't know what you high on. You probably smoke some purpose on like that, man, but you know, I got a new little high, man. I can't say it with everybody, man. Ain't nothing too extreme, but you know. I'm up there.
You better not be on the phone with that.
No, I wouldn't be on the phone with y'all. I've been on the phone with this motherfucker. No. No, but my Ace Boone Coon know what it is, though.
Oh, boy. Boy.
You on it, too, T?
I ain't on it, but I know about it. I know something about it. I might be on it, you know what I'm saying, in the near future. On Saturday, pool party, mansion pool party going down. Know what I'm saying? Julius. Oh. We got my man Julius Williams' birthday. Tadell birthday. TBZ, my Ace Boone Coon birthday. What's happening?
We got Shay Gun out of Brooklyn birthday. Mr. Blackjack, his birthday somewhere around here.
Black Jack. Got my nigga Truck. Truck birthday. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to B.O. Mills, my nigga Truck. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
When was y'all going to tell me?
What you mean? What you mean?
Y'all
fat man. I thought y'all knew.
Y'all don't know fat crazy than me. So she real man.
I thought y'all knew, man. Well, now y'all know.
Nah, you know.
Because if it was something we were trying to hide, maybe we wouldn't have said it on the show. You feel me?
Yeah,
because we're inviting the U.K.
Hey, U.K.,
yeah,
come through.
I got
unfinished
business from the U.K., too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you don't want to come into UK. Don't make me get the telling on your ass on this motherfucker.
Yeah,
you don't want to keep it funky now. Don't make me keep it funky on your ass.
It
will. It will stink.
It can get. You know what? I'm a bad and blow myself up out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you.
Hold on,
Lady Libra.
Uh-huh.
He didn't want to be alone, so guess where he went?
Where he went?
His motherfucker went to London.
Damn!
He went to London. And guess what?
What?
We was on some hustle missions, and this nigga just left the hustle mission. And he was talking all these lies and shit to my son. Yeah, man. I'm going to get some pants and sell some pants and go over. You going to take them over there and sell them? That's your hustle over there? Yeah, they spending like $200, $300 for the pants we wore. That nigga didn't take not damn lick of pants. He barely took his own goddamn pants. He was out the door so fast.
All to keep
from being alone. That boy went over there. And guess what? I'm going to put you on blast. I love you. But I'm just going to tell the truth.
He might as well. He
didn't even get no nicky from the goddamn gully smoldering on that thing.
Yeah,
it was ugly.
This is trying to kick him out. Then she tried to stab him.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I fucked her cousin. Okay.
Who
okay.
did do that?
You know. Yeah, I'm sorry.
My grandma was giving him props on that.
I don't take rejection too lightly. I really don't. You know.
My grandma said, T, that's what you're supposed to do, baby. Remember that, T?
Yeah.
Your grandmama said that?
Yo,
my grandmama
off the chain.
She's a vegetarian, right?
You know what I'm saying? So she didn't cook a whole lot of meat. And look, his grandma gonna go, well, you got your meat then, didn't you?
Damn.
Yes,
so your grandmama like Shawty Smooth. We got a caller, y'all. Let's see what's going on with this person that Skyped in. Hello?
Hi. I saw the conversation. Well, what's the conversation about?
I
thought it was about how you feel when someone, you know, when y'all want to be alone. What's going on?
Yeah. You on that.
Oh, okay. I'm figuring out myself because I'm single myself.
Okay, let me ask you this. So you say you're figuring out, but can you stand to be alone? Do you have to be with someone?
It's no problem with me.
Okay, and what you do? How is it no problem? How do you solve those issues compared to a lot of other ladies that feel like they have to be with somebody? What's your solution for that?
Oh, I just think it's all to be strong. And, you know, you can have your little friends or whatever. That's what entertains me, friends. I mean, I've been alone for like 5 years, so I'm like straight.
You know what? You sound familiar, too.
You sound familiar. Yeah, you do really sound familiar, you know.
I sound familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you sound like one of my kinfolk, actually.
You think? Where y'all from?
Oh,
I hope not.
Oh, I'm from Macon, originally.
Oh, me too, originally.
Shit.
Okay.
It's a small world after all. Small world? No.
It real small. Believe that.
You sound like my folks. I know that Macon lingo.
Yeah.
You feel
yeah,
me?
I'm from Macon. Thank I you. Am, but I live in Atlanta now.
Okay.
Well, welcome to Hot Top Radio. Is this your first time listening?
Yeah, this is my first time listening. I listened for a second, and I was like, what the conversation about? Trying to figure it out, laughing a little bit.
I usually, you know, repeat the topic, but, you know, we got caught up with the professor going to London for some pussy, and it just didn't work.
Sometimes you got to travel above and beyond, you know what I'm saying, the call of duty. You got to go above the call of duty, you know. It was bad, too, y'all. Oh, man, it was bad.
I'm still caught up on you going to London for some pussy, and it's all kind of pussy. All right, I'm gonna tell you what it is.
Don't fear no lie, madness. It's a message to my madness, right? So I was there. I went back home to regroup and shit, right? And I always wanted to go to London. You know what I'm saying? Now, the only way that I figured that I could go to London is if I have a nice young lady as a tour guide. You know what I'm saying? Well, it came to the point where we got to doing an online thing. It's a 5-hour difference. I sleep with my computer by the bed. They wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Shout out to Skype, you know what I'm saying, because we did the video chat thing, you know, for 3-4 hours in the morning and shit. So it got real serious, you know. You know, they posted me on blogs and stuff. They filling the flag. And I'm like, what, you know, maybe this could be it, you know. And I'm telling her, I just got out of a relationship. You know, my ex is being bitter, giving me her ass to kiss. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get it in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shorty was intellectual. She was, you know, she was all of the above. You know, she only had one shorty. You know what I mean? Wasn't nothing too major that the God can't solve. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it got serious. You know, we talked online for a good year. It lasted for a good year. You know what I'm saying? Ended up getting a passport and, you know, made the arrangements, and, you know, I was balling out of control, so I'm like, fuck it, let's go. You know what I'm saying? I'm real spontaneous like that. You know what I'm saying? I was headed to Australia this year. You know what I'm saying? But for what? No, what you were heading to Australia for once again? I was going, you know, somebody, you know, I'm a very sexy individual. I like to say that God took his time with me, you know what I'm saying? And somebody hit me up, you know, on the Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And she was Australian, you know. She was from Colombia but lived in Australia, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got a little ugly too, you know what I'm saying? But we did it right this time. She ended up coming here. You know I'm going to put you on blast once again. Oh, boy. Because I hate for bullshit to be spoken in my presence, man. I can only represent like I supposed to represent a B.I.B. because I am from the max. So the young lady on the phone should understand that, you know, when you see bullshit, you going to call that shit out. This professor is my ace boom coon. That's my best boy. Don't get it fucked up. But I'm really going to tell the truth. You feel me? Now, this nigga lost his mind when this girl came into his life. I'm talking about all the, he already halted the one hustle that we had going on to go to goddamn London. And he spent all this hustle money that we had together that we supposed to have been doing some other things with, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And he come back looking like Boo Boo the Poodle, like, hey, all that goddamn, I'm in the building shit. You feel me? But I wasn't feeling that. Okay, so we get on the road once again, and we getting the money back up. You know what I'm saying? You know, and doing our thing, and then all of a sudden this goddamn Colombian Australian motherfucker comes out, and he playing. You know, some boy swag is 1,000, but the girl from Australia swag must have been 1,000,000. You feel what I'm saying? Because this nigga once again halted the hustle. He stopped the hustle, forgot about the money, and went and stayed about, 3 weeks with this goddamn chick. And I ain't going to tell no more now. That'd be
3 weeks.
Man, your ass was missing, nigga. You was MIA.
A week.
When the fuck did weekends become goddamn 14 days?
It was
4
days.
and it was worth it. And I had to.
So it went from a weekend. It went from a weekend to 4 days. What is it, my nigga?
You know what? For something, don't feel bad. Lil Wayne don't want to be all alone either.
Each one teach one, dog. Wayne's real 4.5 high five.
I wake up in the morning, take a knee and thank God. Then look to the mirror, look myself in the eyes. Today I didn't wake up with a woman on my side. Yesterday I didn't wake up with a woman on my side. Neither the day before that, nor before that. I just remember the moments, call me Kodak. And know that I do miss you, but it's your denial that I must hold against you. Since you've been gone, I've been all alone, but alone in steroids, cause it made me strong. Girl, her gone in the wind, you cheated on God's son, baby girl, that's a sin. But I forgive you, but I can't give you another chance, mind you in my rear view. And I put that ring on your finger, I was all in. But now it's just a symbol of what could have been, goddamn. And now I'm by myself, but
this a classic. Just add this to the rest of them.
Thanks. She left me all by myself, but
my trap got dead.
Yo, I love my niggas, no homo. I swear I hope they all get cheese like DiGiorno. It's something about the hot boys that you don't know. I got a lot of love for them that I don't show. And BG been my nigga since the front door. I hope Chopper City records blow, for sure. And me and Juvie never really got along, but you still will let your nigga come get on your hottest song. Damn, I fuck with you for that. I fuck with you, Lil Wack. And me and Skip go back.
Skip,
when you see
up?
A real nigga, you gotta tip your hat. And since I'm a real nigga, I do just that. I had my own lawyer working on Turk's case after I heard him dissing me on the mixtape. Cause he's locked up and I'm free. He got a lot more to worry about than me. I ain't tripping. Y'all niggas left me by myself, but I can't front. And so, now I became the president of the spot y'all left me at. A lot has changed, but I can't front.
See, Professor, you ain't got to feel so bad.
Feel alone?
I don't feel bad, because, you know what I'm saying, I don't feel bad, you know. I don't feel bad at all, you know what I'm saying. Just don't get it twisted, though. Just don't get it twisted.
Man, please, whatever, man. You were twisted. New girl, new girl had your mind.
You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't 14 days, neither. There's nothing wrong with traveling the world. You know what I'm saying?
It don't work when I'm over.
Now I'm all about hard dick and bubble gum. And I'm fresh out of bubble gum.
Well, who put you on that rope?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it funky. You know, it took a 45-minute conversation, you know what I'm saying, after these fuckery times, you know what I'm saying. They did get a little ugly, you know. They had to explain. It's okay to be wanting to be in love and wanting to, you know, have somebody next to you and all that good shit, you know what I'm saying. But it'll come. You just got to take your time. You really got to take your time about it, you know what I'm saying,
that's
at the end of the day. You got to really take your time. But if
that's
I travel abroad and those stuff, you know, you just got to take your time with it, you know what I'm saying? Because it'll come, you know what I'm saying? You'd be surprised. You'd be better off being somebody's friend first and then growing. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what it boils down to. You know, if you can't talk to your lover as a friend, you know what I'm saying, then that's a serious problem. That means that there's a boundary amongst you, that, you know, amongst your relationship. You know what I'm saying? You have
okay.
to be able to talk to somebody, you know. Yeah, you know, we went to the club, you know, this girl kept following me around the club and stuff like that. You know, we had a nice conversation. You know, it's not about getting jealous, it's about, you know, telling you how my eating
right,
is. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
like
you don't
it.
Have to get bent out of shape or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Well, where's that bitch? Blah, 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 blah. So what? Why, you know, why you want to start an argument when I'm just telling you how my eating went? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
that was a good closing statement.
You know, if I don't go to the club, you know what I'm saying, then you go, why you don't want to go out? You know, women, boy, fucking emotional.
Juicy?
You are emotional, hey.
I'm like, yo.
You got your closing statement?
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Up Through There. Go ahead and give your closing
Juicy.
Statement.
Hi.
Okay, 14 days.
You got your clothes taken?
Yeah, I got 14 days. Yeah, I got my clothes. I got my clothes taken, man. That nigga done was up 14 days.
BTK.
I'm sorry.
Listen at Juicy. She's saying something.
Okay. I'm sorry, Juicy.
Juicy, you got to fix his voice for
you. Okay. Dig that. All right, BTK.
He was over there 14 days. I'm out.
What? Slick Mike, you got anything to say?
Hey, I just want to say this has been a very interesting show. You know, pretty much enjoyed it, you know. Just sitting back, just listening. But this has been a very interesting show, and I think we need to continue this one.
We should do a spinoff?
Yeah. We need to continue this one.
What you think, Professor?
More people.
Professor, what you think?
I think that's a good idea. I think, you know.
Okay. BCK, what you think?
Hey, I'm with it all day. I think we need to proceed.
Okay. Now, I don't have a problem with it. Now, my closing statement, the real advice. Where are all the friends that Skyped in at from Macon?
Oh, this man. I'm here.
Okay. How you liking the show so far?
I love it. I think y'all should go on with that same conversation, that same topic, too.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Cool.
So we could count you in again.
Yeah, y'all count me in. When do y'all do it? How often?
We come on Sunday night from 9 to 11, right, Tuesday night, 9 to 11, and Thursday night, 9 to 11, until things. So, you can visit our fan page on Hot Talk Radio on Facebook, and we're there to keep up with what's going on because we do events as well. Just like I just told you, we got a party coming up next week that I didn't know anything about.
You know about it. We just
I didn't know it was going to be at the mansion, Nickel.
No, well, we were trying to hold on. We were trying to hold on for the boats.
And let me give you the truth with it, right? Not only will we have the back mansion with the pool and the little area at the bottom, we will also have the front mansion. We are going hog. Not ham, but hog. You hear what I'm saying?
So is Hot Talk Radio doing should be advertising this?
I think
hell yeah.
Beat your ass. You make me sick.
Oh, no, don't be mad. It was last minute shit. But yeah, I'm going to tell you this, though, and excuse my cursing before that, before what I'm about to say. Now, I got to thank God for, you know, the things that transpired to make all this stuff happen within a timely amount of, man, where we still have enough time to promote and make this thing off the chain. I'm telling you something off the chain. Anyway, we got Julius Williams from the Jaguars, you know what I'm saying? He's the sponsor. You know, we got Tadell Moore, IAmModel.Ning.com. It's her birthday. We have the professor. It's his birthday. We have Shay Gutter from Brooklyn. It's her birthday. And all the counselors and the sensational counselors coming out to have a good time. Hey, this thing will be the hottest pool party of the summer. Please believe that. If you ain't there. Huh?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
Is it on the Yacht Party Boys Ning page or whose page can they go see the information on?
It will be up Monday. I will be posting on. It will be up tomorrow, late tonight. Well, basically tomorrow.
Because I'll be sending everybody there anyway. But, okay.
Cool. It'll be on the Facebook page. It'll be on. We're going to change the event page to the pool party. We're going to re-invite and do more invites. And, that's about it, man. Just come. Get information off of Facebook or off of yachtpartyboys.ning.com.
That's what
and
the Z. Please reiterate that.
With a Z, I'm sorry. With a Z, boys.
Boys. Yeah, because I'm a boy. I'm a boy,
right.
Damon.
You're boys.
Yeah.
You're one of the boys.
Well, we had a wonderful show. Shouts out to the UK. Shouts out to everybody. We went a little long. We went past our time. But that's cool because, you know, hey, we have an extra hour to freestyle that need to be. But I ain't finna get off into that. We finna shut this shit down because we'll be back up Tuesday. in full effect, and you'll see us Thursday as well. And then we'll probably may do a little broadcast live from the pool party Saturday just to let y'all know what's popping, because we know how the UK.
We will do it. We're going to stream that thing and everything. What's up
y'all
with
heard
it?
Of BCK. Y'all heard it. It's official.
We will have Dirty Boy Social Club in the building.
Is Lanny Mac going to be there?
Lanny Mac will be in.
Because I ain't seen him since.
Make it happen, we'll be in.
I ain't seen him since. Yeah. All I got to say, we're going to continue this topic again, and we'll be posted, and I'll let you know when. However, ladies, if you got a good man, treat him right. Treat him like a king, because there's a lot of women out here that are alone, and being alone is not fun to a lot of women because some people don't feel like they're on an island. However, ladies, keep it fresh and wet. Fellas, go deep and hard. It's Lady Libra signing off. And, you know, for those of you all that like to mistreat your men, I'm going to close out with Natalie Cole telling you how it feels to be alone.
Can you go deep and soft? I'm just...
What you say?
I'm just talking shit.
Girl, if you got a good man, you better keep him. I know you're saying right now, what does she know? Who is she to tell me about my situation? Well, I don't know your situation, but whatever it is, you should try to stay together. You know that big argument that you had the other night, remember? Well, today it's not nothing. Just don't let them leave you, honey. So then you'll find out that it wasn't those real big things you loved about her. It was a real small thing. Go on and laugh, but it's true. You know, things that you've seen 1,000 times around the house but never paid any attention to, like helping with the groceries and helping in the yard and painting and repairing and paying the bills. But you know, now all I have is memories and regrets. I could have given our love a chance to grow, but no. I had to challenge it and be hers. Let me tell you something. That female liberation stuff. I don't know. Sometimes I don't think it's worth it. And I'm really feeling... kind of bad, y'all. I'm catching hell, living here alone. I never realized, oh Lord, that you mean so much to me.
Girl, hold on to your good things, and don't let go.